Welcome, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Jeffries. Welcome, everybody. We're going to begin our meeting and taking a few things out of order once we've done roll call and done presentations. We have a few staff members and one staff member and a board member on their way. And that's Mr. Hayashi and Ms. Wooster. So we'll get into the Monterey Regional Swamp when they come. They're tied up in traffic right now. So, Carol, if we could do roll call, we can begin with that.
Thank you. Monica Hunter? Here. Neil Press?
Present.
Gary Shellcroft?
Here.
Russell Jeffrey?
Present.
Jeffrey Young?
Here.
Les Balker?
Present.
And John Hayashi is on his way.
He's on his way. Okay. Thank you. Mr. Briggs?
Thank you. We just heard from Carol Hewitt, our executive assistant, and seated next to her, only virtually, is Michael Thomas, our assistant executive officer. I think he's outside the door here. We have Harvey Packard at the front desk, and seated to my left is Lori Oaken from the State Water Resources Control Board, who is our council, regional board council. And speaking of the state board, in the second row over here is our state board liaison, State Board Member Gary Wolf, and we do have another visiting dignitary. Yesterday I introduced an ex-State Board Member. Today we have an ex-Central Coast Region Assistant Executive Officer here, Brad Hageman, sitting in the front row. Good to see you again, Brad.
Here, here.
We will be introducing other staff as their items come up. For those folks who are here for specific items, we have testimony cards, and Chris Adair is in the back of the room there in the corner, has those cards available. If you could please fill out a card and turn those back in to staff, and we'll know that you're interested in which items. Restrooms are out the walkway here, down the way, this-a-way. We have some supplemental sheets, and that's a material that was prepared after the agenda was mailed out, and I will go over those supplemental sheets. We send those out to the interested parties, so chances are if you're here for an item, you have that already, but if not, we do have extra copies available, and you can ask staff for those. So we have that material for item 13, which is the Monterey Regional Stormwater Management Plan. For item 14, which is the Salinas Stormwater Status Report. For item 15, which is the Scotts Valley Dry Cleaners Report. And I believe that's it for the supplemental sheets.
On the Monterey Stormwater Management Plan, there was a letter from NRDC dated August 31. And, Chris, I don't know if that's included with the supplemental sheets or there's just one copy that Ryan has if people need to look at it. Chris? Chris? What? Oh, okay. I was still working on the lights.
Is that the supplemental sheet that we talked about this morning?
No, the letter
that we talked about this morning. Has it been entered into the record?
Yeah, the chair will let it in. Is it with the supplemental sheet?
I just had the copies that I gave to you. I'll make some copies.
Okay, thanks.
That's it for introductions.
Okay, you know, was the supplemental sheet for 13, was that in yellow?
Yeah. I think so. Mine's not yellow. For 13?
Yeah, because I don't. I got my 14 in yellow, and I think my 13. Well,
I just got the NRDC.
Yeah.
Letter.
I think it's a July 26th letter, and mine's white.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one I have. It's in white.
All right.
Yeah, there are two NRDC letters. One we mailed was in white.
July
26th. Okay,
but what about is there a supplemental staff report?
No.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.